Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to What's On Your Mind. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Happy Halloween. You're celebrating this holiday today. Having a grand old time. Good for you. Enjoy it. I'm kind of a fuddy-duddy. I'm here in regular attire. Do not have a Halloween costume. So that makes me a fuddy-duddy. I'll take the label. I will. Anyway, am I a fuddy-duddy? Should I be in costume today? We'll make that our question of the day. Are you in costume or out of costume? In costume? Yes. No, just a regular Monday for you. Text your answer in to 701-237-1590, or call us, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Super producer Chris Larson, are you in costume? Yes or no? He's putting up the tally for our fine listeners. He's no. Okay, he's the first one. I'm not either, so we can go 2-0 to get that underway. I have a little bit of breaking news for you today. Evidently, there are 54 states. I had no idea. Zero idea that was the case, but we have the 46th president of the United States, fellow by the name of Joe Biden. And he says back in 2018, at least, there were 54 states. Listen.
And by the way, if they do, that means, not a joke, everybody, that's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
And okay. There's a lot to unpack there. One, he thinks there are 54 states. That's the breaking news. It's the president, after all. I mean, if he says it. He was speaking at something here last couple of days, and let it be known that there are 54 states. But see if you can decipher the rest of this.
And by the way, if they do, that means, not a joke, everybody, that's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
Okay. The rest of that didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. Thank you, Joe. That's good. We're going to have to go to your vice president and see if she makes sense. Because she was speaking late last week about gas-powered school buses. She's not a fan. She likes the electric school buses. I think we established that last week. What is the harm in gas-powered school buses? This is the vice president of the United States. Joe wasn't making sense, so we hope she can.
Today, 95% of our school buses are fueled with diesel fuel.
Okay.
Which contributes to very serious conditions that are about health and about the ability to learn.
What? I thought she just said that school buses that have diesel in them, no different than a semi, would have diesel in it. They impact your ability to learn. Did I hear that correctly? Listen.
Today, 95% of our school buses are fueled with diesel fuel.
Yeah.
Which contributes to very serious conditions that are about health and about the ability to learn.
Huh. Does anybody make any sense anymore? Find me somebody that makes sense. We're trying to get those two professors on from NDSU that are busy studying toxic language. We're hoping they can tell us what toxic language is. Can hardly wait. What are we doing today on the program? Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabalski will be here at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about last week's drug seizure and arrest. A very successful operation led by the Fargo PD, Moorhead PD, Cass County Drug Task Force, West Fargo Police Department, Cass County Sheriff's Office, Clay County Sheriff's Office, and the Drug Enforcement Administration. They're targeting a group of individuals back to August that were selling M30 fentanyl pills, and we got them. So we'll talk a little bit about that operation. Jeff Hayes, filmmaker of the movie The Real Anthony Fauci. The Real Anthony Fauci, coming up on the program today. Look forward to that. Text questions answered at 701-237-1590. Is Joe or Kamala making any sense at all? Help me understand that there. And are you opting in or opting out of Halloween? 3 no so far. Texter says, not into Halloween. So out here. Another listener says, Biden is in a Halloween costume every day. He's a clown. Yeah. I just wish he'd tell us it was a costume. You know what I'm saying? Just give me the recognition that you're aware. That you're not making a whole lot of sense. Wow. Here's a call that came in off the air, and they're welcome. 855-200-1776, extension 1. You just press 1. You can leave us a message. Extension 2 to talk to us live on the air.
Dear Camel, forgot another problem with the diesel-powered school buses.
Uh-oh.
Excuse me. You know, remember, they can't run in the wintertime, you know. There's something with the school buses. They can't run in the wintertime, but I see tractors and semis, they run on diesel. But diesel school buses, that's a problem. They can't run in the... Remember that one, Scott?
I do remember that one. If I listen to the people that love electric school buses... How do they run in our weather? How do they do? Listener says, common sense isn't a flower that grows in everyone's garden. I like the way they say that. Common sense isn't a flower that grows in everyone's garden. More evident today than ever. Uh-huh. Carrie Lake, can that lady deal with the Democratic activist media or what? She's the female version of Trump, but smoother. You know, she was on the evening news for a lot of years. So she is dang smart. She really is. Another listener wants to know which three states have seceded since Obama said there was 57 states in 2008. I forgot that. He said there were 57 states. Totally forgot about that. You're right. How does that exactly work? How many states are there again? In 2018, anyway.
And by the way, if they do, that means, not a joke, everybody, that's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
Oh, 54 states. I wasn't aware of that. Very interesting.
To 54 states.
Okay. Whatever you say, Joe. 54 states. He's done it again, ladies and gentlemen. He has done it again. Yeah. Isn't that special? Wow. By the way, Obama is the only one capable, evidently, with a president or former president label, to campaign right now. Because a lot of these tight races with Democrats are saying rather quietly, can we have Obama? We just as soon have Obama. They don't even want Joe to campaign in the states. Obama was the one crisscrossing this weekend. Joe's taking a nap. You can't make that up. Freedom Matters, USA Studios, bringing you what's on your mind. PetroServe USA home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. What do we got today? Harwood has lasagna, Salisbury steak or chicken tenders, PetroServe USA, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Beefy noodles on 12th Avenue, 929, starting to sound like Joe. Swedish meatballs on NP Avenue, lasagna in Glendon, tater tot hot dish in Euland today. And any fresh baked muffin, those are so good, 99 cents. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October auctions include 442 acres of crop and pasture land in McHenry County, 159 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 1,620 acres of crop and pasture land in Emmons County, south of Bismarck, North Dakota, and 80 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and farm estate retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. First and foremost, I want to take a minute just to thank all you wonderful listeners out there from all the calls, texts, all the rapport I've been building with many of you over the past, I don't know how many years. And I want to thank you for your business. We really appreciated that. But more importantly, I want to encourage you to look at what we do as a method of saving taxes for your family, keeping your assets private, avoiding guardianship when you're incapacitated so the courts don't control your assets. And that way the family can have a very peaceful, private settlement each and every time. I guarantee it. We put our name on it, we stand behind it, and we're proud to serve the loving citizens of North Dakota with pride. God bless you. God bless your family. 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Online at ndestateservices.com. ndestateservices.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Suggest that Halloween is a pagan holiday. We'll celebrate All Saints Day and All Souls Day. All right? I'm with you on those. All Saints Day, All Souls Day. Thank you for that. This is the text number. 701 237 1590. 701-237-1590 to call us. Ready? 855-200-1776. And when you call, press 1 to chat with us live on the air at 855-200-1776. Press 2 and you leave us a message. Totally up to you. Listener says, Joe, as in Biden, lives in the state of confusion. Kami, as in Kamala, lives in the state of delusion. So I guess in their world, the U.S. has 54 states. Yeah, we're trying to get to the bottom of it. It's the controversy of the day. Joe, how many states are there?
And by the way, if they do, that means, not a joke, everybody, that's why we were defeated in 2018 when they tried to do it. We went to 54 states.
54 states. Right there. Okay. Now you know. Now you know why they have Obama out campaigning. We can some change before Election Day. isn't that so true? Yeah. Texter says from SRN News, sex changes among teenagers since 2018 has increased 400%. God help us. I don't even want to do the math there. But this tracks with something I thought of often. Like, okay, I graduated in 1983. I just don't remember this being a thing at all. Like 0%. Not even 1%, 0%. Okay, that would have been 83. And then, I don't know, into the 2000s or what? Maybe you hear of sort of one every 10 years or something? So I do have to agree. And according to this, SRN says sex changes among teenagers since 2018 has increased 400%. What's the root cause of something like that? Why does that happen? Is it a culture thing? Feels good, do it. Is it I got to follow the leader? I honestly don't know. But whatever the answer is, it's not a good one. Text me your answer, 237-1590. That's the number to text in your question, answer to your question. Are you opting in and out of Halloween? And or how is it that we go from, I don't know, pre-2018, whatever level of sex changes among teenagers were happening, to a 400% increase since 2018? Why does that happen? Call me at 855-200-1776. Press 2. We'll chat. Press 1 and leave a message. 855-200-1776. Or text 701-237-1590. I could put some of that on education, I guess. But I don't think, for instance, around here, North Dakota, Minnesota, that you've got schools that are going, hey, do this. It'll be great. You'll love it. I don't think they're promoting it, for lack of a better term. What's the answer? Texter says indoctrination is how it happens. Indoctrination by whom? Among whom? A couple of texts on previous topics. It's obvious. Kamala took a diesel-powered school bus for years. It must have inhibited her ability to learn. See what you did there? I like it. Our so-called president doesn't even know who the president is, says another listener. All right, on the topic of sex changes among teenagers, someone's putting it on the parents. It's not the kids. What the hell is wrong with the parents? That's a fair question. To go along with this, text 701-237-1590, call 855-200-1776. Extension 1 to chat with us live on the air. Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabalski coming up here in a little bit on that big drug seizure and arrest that happened last week from this effort that started in August of 2022. Look forward to hearing about that. Jeff Hayes, filmmaker of The Real, Anthony Fauci, is going to join us. And super producer Chris Larson is efforting an interview with the professors from NDSU that are doing a national toxic language survey. Texter says no costume. All right, we're together there. Texter says, sadly, that might be the most sense Joe and Kamala have ever made. 54 might be in reference to Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, District of Columbia, and I forget what else. IFFF, the buses affect the children's health, which I don't believe it does, then the health issues would naturally affect their ability to learn. I had to go off the deep end to make sense, but still the most sense they've ever made. Well, get back off the deep end and join the real world. We'd love to have you here. Texter says mainstream media and the schools. That's who's indoctrinating. Ben in Michigan listening on the app. When Republicans gain majorities, if they do enact the if they do not enact the 25th Amendment, then the amendment has no meaning.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dozens of people have died after a cable bridge carrying hundreds of people collapsed in the Makchu River in India on Sunday. At least 140 people were killed after the bridge collapse. It's unclear how many people were on the bridge when it failed. It was renovated and reopened less than a week ago. Georgia's final debate in the gubernatorial election took place Sunday night. Republican Governor Brian Kemp.
We have the lowest unemployment rate in the history of the state. We have the most people ever working in the history of our state. And we're seeing economic opportunity in all parts of our state.
Democrat challenger leader Stacey Abrams.
In this Georgia right now, people are feeling economic pain. And unfortunately, under this governor, the pain is only getting worse. But I look forward to leading a Georgia where everyone has the opportunity to thrive.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Freedom Matters USA Studios brings you What's on Your Mind Today, brought to you by Patriot Mobile. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling a little hopeless about open borders and inflation and the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, the list goes on, spending gone crazy. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to sit together now more than ever. There's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian, conservative, wireless provider, offering broad nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Plans to fit any budget. 100% based U.S. customer support team. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT for all the details. Remember, you get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. For veterans, first responders, for multi-line accounts, support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabalski is here to talk about some good news. I classify this as good news. I guess you could say it's difficult to hear that this level of drug operation is on the streets, but I know it doesn't surprise law enforcement, but we got them. Chief Zabalski, thanks for taking some time to tell us a little bit about this story. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
So describe the operation, first of all. I understand it goes back to August, huh?
Yeah, this was a several-month operation and part of an ongoing investigation that led us to a pretty big search warrant with several arrests in which we recovered over 7,000 M30 pills, which are the pills that often contain fentanyl. They are big, and those are the pills that are killing a lot of our community members here in Fargo and across the U.S., along with cocaine, 23 grams of that, two firearms, 21 grand in currency, additional prescription pills, marijuana, et cetera. That led to a secondary search warrant in Moorhead. And with the first one, we've got three people in custody, three adults, for those felony drug trafficking charges. And then in Moorhead and the subsequent search warrant, we got another 3 pounds of marijuana, 19 grand in currency, two more pistols, and a 29-year-old man in custody for felony fifth-degree controlled substance and gross misdemeanor child endangerment. So these groups are part of, these are our drug traffickers, and they are dangerous and insidious to our community. And that's part of, as you mentioned, with the border issue in your lead-in, part of a much larger issue for our region and our country. These fentanyl pills that are coming in, extremely dangerous. They're killing a lot of people. Over 107,000 people last year in the United States died as a result of drug poisoning / overdose from these pills. So it's a big thing that people really need to be aware of.
Where are the drugs coming from? Is it from the border?
Yeah, no, they're manufactured in China. sent over to Mexico, where they are pressed into pill form. And so I did have the opportunity the conference last week to get a briefing on all of this from the DEA Administrator, Ann Milligram, and she provided all of their latest information. And so this is right from the DEA. And so it's from China to Mexico, where they're pressed into these fake pill forms. And then they are brought over land for the most part into the U.S. Now, they also can come via the mail. But right now, with the border situation that's been in effect for some time, coming over land is not, for as much as they're seizing, and their seizures are way up, but the deaths continue to rise. And so it's a different scenario than people might think when you think about addiction in the 70s and 80s. The people that are making this and sending it up here aren't interested in keeping you on their dole. They know that that people are going to die. They're not worried about it. So it's really a larger problem. It's not like it was where the street dealer wanted to keep you and keep selling you drugs for the next 20 years. 4 out of 10 of these pills has a fatal dose. And you're really dealing with two subsets of people, the folks that have substance abuse issues with opioids. And once you're in that very deep psychological or physiological addiction, you want more and you want a greater high. And that's what leads them towards things that might even have fentanyl in them. And then you've got your first-time users who probably are younger, who might even think they're getting a Xanax or a Percocet or some other type of a pill that will help them with anxiety or what have you, that they're buying on the street, and it's one of these pills containing fentanyl, some of which have a fatal dose, and they're dead on the first opportunity.
So these are really weapons designed
absolutely
to kill.
They're targeting our kids, too. The colored fentanyl pills, if you haven't seen that, we pushed out public safety and for public safety awareness messages on our website about the colored fentanyl pills. There's only one reason that a drug trafficking organization puts colored fentanyl pills into the market, and the DEA has seen those in 26 states. I believe they saw one out in Dickinson not too long ago. It's to target kids. And it flows, you know, right along with when you talk about exacerbating an existing situation. Legalizing marijuana will not help this problem as well. It will exacerbate it, and that's what's also happening.
And not much happens in China without the CCP's blessing or knowledge. It's not like, you get caught breaking the law in China, and you go to the gulag. So I got to think also that, China knows what they're doing. China knows what's being shipped to Mexico. What did you learn about that?
Well, I wasn't given any specifics on that, but I think your assertion is probably correct. I doubt it's accidental, but, you know, that's a larger government issue. But certainly, I think the biggest thing that would help local law enforcement all over the place is securing that border to prevent the large amount because, you know, for as much as we're getting, we're not able to keep up. There's way more out there. You know, it's like stopping drunk drivers. You might stop a whole bunch, but there's way more that we don't even know about. So just the level of this and the amount of people, I mean, think about 107,000 people dying in a year. In the city of Fargo, since 2018, we have had 95 fatal overdose deaths. That's almost 20 each year for the last 5 years. If we had 20 homicides in the city of Fargo, people would be in an uproar, and it's unfortunately an issue that just doesn't seem to garner as much attention as it should. It's affecting people across the board in terms of age and race and ethnicity, and it's a big problem.
Talk a little bit about this this group and how it improves the action against finding the bad guys here when you have a collaboration amongst
the task force.
Yeah.
Yeah, great group. And as you may recall, we actually joined them in full force earlier this year. Up until that time, we had been operating together, but not as a full team. So we made the decision going forward that putting all of our groups, increasing capacity, putting them into one operational task force was definitely the way to go. We've got a strong connection with the DEA also through our DEA task force officer, one of our members who's hooked in with them, and together with that task force, really grown the capacity and I think the teamwork. So they've done a great job of working these cases. You know, they work on these overdose deaths, try and connect them to who the dealer is. So there's a lot of work there. And even that federal operation that we had about a month and a half ago, there's still more things that are going to come out of that. So there's a lot out there that they're working on. They're doing really great work. And I'm sure we probably could use more of them doing that work because the volume is pretty large.
But that consortium helps you get more of the drugs off the street and get the dealers.
Yeah, it definitely, increases our capacity to delve into these larger drug trafficking organizations. And instead of two units doing similar work separately, we are now one unit pulling the rope in the same direction. Gives us more options in terms of personnel, capacity, and outreach, along with our federal and state partners. So I think we're pretty happy with that arrangement.
Where are the dealers, where do they come from? Are they local? Are they known to law enforcement? Are they from elsewhere? Are they coming in? Where do the drugs come from?
Yeah, well, the drugs are coming from Mexico, that we know, but the dealers, I think we're seeing both. We've arrested folks up here from Texas and several other states who have been up here affiliated with different gangs and narcotics trafficking. So we've had those arrests over the course of the last year. And then we're seeing people here who, in this case, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Moorhead guy was local. I think they all were local, but they are basically the next arm of the drug trafficking organization. You know, they're the people that are up here and distributing. But it's a combination.
We're chatting with Dave Zabalski, Fargo Police Chief, for the next couple of minutes, talking a little bit about the effort with the Fargo Police Department, together with Moorhead PD, Cass County Drug Task Force, the West Fargo Police Department, Cass County Sheriff's Office, Clay County Sheriff's Office, and the Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, tackling a large effort of individuals selling M30 fentanyl pills in the Fargo-Moorhead area. When you arrest someone for a felony on drugs, how long are they in? Do they easily bail out? What do we know about once you get them caught in jail?
Well, I don't have any data to share with you on that, but in theory, it all comes down to the bail decision by the judge. On the charging prosecutor, what kind of bail do they ask for? What kind of bail does the judge give? I would assume an out-of-towner is going to get a higher bail, but in general, all of these folks should have a high bail because as soon as they walk out the door, they're going to be doing the exact same thing until we take them out of that rotation. Now, a lot of our cases, or at least a fair amount, end up in federal court, which is also outstanding because the federal sentencing in these cases can be a lot more significant. There's just a lot more pull there if we can connect the federal case. And a lot of these types of drug trafficking organizations, there is a federal connection because they're crossing state lines. So we use all of those different options to try and get the largest penalty that we can to kind of upend these operations.
Somebody wants to know what happens to the drugs after a bust like this. Are they destroyed? Also, the cash, is it used to fund programs?
Sure. Yep. So the drugs we have to keep for evidence until the case is completely resolved. And then after that, those things are incinerated, so we track that evidence, and then we incinerate it once all the case is done. In terms of the cash, that does go to an asset forfeiture program, and the distributions are made through the Cass County Drug Task Force to all of the participating agencies, which helps support training and equipment to further go after these types of crimes.
Very interesting. Chief Zabalski, thanks for sharing a little time with us today and updating us on this successful effort. Congratulations, and thanks for the time today.
Thanks, Scott. Have a good day.
You bet. Appreciate it. All right, a lot of commentary we got to get to that is flooded in on the text line. We'll do that when we come back. Still to come, the filmmaker Jeff Hayes on the movie The Real Anthony Fauci.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is not exactly a popular opinion, but of course we love all opinions here on What's On Your Mind. Halloween is my favorite holiday of the year, says Adam. All right. There you go. Not many agree. But nonetheless, we're glad you shared. Texter says, social media is what's wrong with the parents and kids. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc. Going back to our question of how is there this huge increase in sex changes among teenagers. Another, I was reading something in the news about Obama admitting that he's married he is married. Maybe that's, they're pushing it so much on Netflix that everyone thinks it's okay because the president is married to a transgender, just saying. Well, there's a out there opinion. Question, or rather an answer to our earlier question on how it is teenagers find themselves in this place. They have exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Romans 1:25. Appreciate that. Texas says, I'm going as McCloskey again this year. Couldn't think of a good political one again. Okay. A few of you trick-or-treaters. Another, all these haunted trails, I don't get it. I was thinking the other day, it's like, hey, let's go pay money to take a walk through hell. Since when is that a desire we should have? Haunted trails. Maybe that's just a pushback in general from our Halloween question. Texter says pedophile teachers and so-called counselors and parents that were molested by those teachers and counselors. The schools may not be doing it, but they're definitely teachers doing it. Right back to our question earlier about how does this happen? Where does it come from? Another, a creepy Joe who is so feeble-minded, allows drug trafficking at the border. That's one thing. If he allows it, it's insidious. It is bad news. Bad news at the border. Where is the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, the Evening News? They ought to be there. Here's an interesting little tidbit. C-SPAN's Washington Journal was asking voters what they think about the current state of the country. This fellow happens to be from Pennsylvania, one of those really important states. What do you have to say?
From Chris in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, on that line for Pennsylvanians. Chris, good morning. You're on with our guest. Go ahead.
Good morning. I will be short and sweet. How come things were better under President Trump? Taxes were lower, food was lower, gas was lower, and now we've got a new president, and all that stuff is sky high. You go to the grocery store, you can't get out of there for less than $100. You got to have at least $50 or $60 with gas in your car, and it's trickling down and destroying the whole country. Why can't anybody see that?
This is why I love the simplicity of a comment that comes from a listener, in this case a viewer, on C-SPAN. It's just, you couldn't say it any better. Any simpler. Listen.
From Chris in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, on that line for Pennsylvanians. Chris, good morning. You're on with our guest. Go ahead.
Good morning. I will be short and sweet. How come things were better under President Trump? Taxes were lower, food was lower, gas was lower, and now we've got a new president, and all that stuff is sky high. You go to the grocery store, you can't get out of there for less than $100. You got to have at least $50 or $60 for gas in your car, and it's trickling down and destroying the whole country. Why can't anybody see that?
Should be on a loop on the Evening News. Nonstop. I love that. Isn't that awesome? Oh, thank you, Pennsylvania. That's beautiful. Chad texts a note, wow, this drug problem should shake us to our core. It's obvious who's bringing it in, and our federal government is aiding it by not closing the border. Why is Congress not up in arms about this? I agree. There should be a constant loop of people on the Republican side of the aisle down at the border talking about this. Democrats aren't going to talk about it. They own it. They've allowed it to happen. But you're exactly right. And it's very well said. It is. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Hillary Clinton is back. She's even attacking President Trump and MAGA supporters again. She now claims Republicans have a plan to steal the 2024 election. Now Dick Morris says Joe Biden won't run again and that Hillary Clinton will run. It's all in Dick Morris's new book, The Return. Dick Morris has been Trump's political advisor. You've seen him on Newsmax and top networks. In The Return, Morris reveals Trump's secret plan to win again. But Morris says Trump still faces three big threats. Former President Trump urges you to get The Return. And Mike Huckabee said, The Return is the only book to read this year. Everyone is talking about The Return. An Amazon number one bestseller. Get Dick Morris's The Return in bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to The Return 911 to get your copy today. The Return 911.com to get your copy today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.